I'm almost there, man. I'm almost to the 49ers.
Are you on dial-up?
No, I went to their website, but there's no, they don't have a schedule. I mean, what's up with that?
I don't know, man.
So I'm looking at them. Okay, playoff Cincinnati team, 13-8. They won. They beat Philadelphia 24-3. Beat Detroit playoff team 25-19. Beat the New York Giants playoff team 27-20. Lost to Baltimore on Thanksgiving 16-6. Matchup of the brothers. They beat Pittsburgh 20-3. And they lost to Arizona, which was their big hiccup, 21-19.
Right.
So, you know, to say that they played in a weak schedule, you know, eh.
Well,
they when they played teams that were competitive outside of their division, they competed and they
won. I
would
love to see them beat the Saints, though.
They won all except for the Baltimore game. Which,
back in the 80s, man, I was a 49er fan.
Where are you?
I love Joe Montana. Jerry Rice, Roger Craig, those
guys. Joe Montana, ain't that what they used to say?
Ronnie Lott. Man, those guys are ball players.
Are you a Dan Fouts fan?
Nah.
Dan Fouts. And
coached by Bill Walsh. That was my team. All my friends were Cowboy fans, so I said, I'm a Niner fan.
I think it'll be a good matchup this weekend, and I'm excited. That to me is one of the most intriguing to watch. And I'm really interested to see.
What day is that game on? Is that the Saturday game?
That's a Saturday game at 4:30 p.m. That's the very first one, I believe, of this weekend. I will check just to make sure. And it is 4:30 p.m. on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be a good game. And I'm excited to watch that. And the Broncos and Patriots will play later on that night. So good Saturday of football.
Oh, he's breaking out some paperwork.
I want to touch on some headlines from around the league. And I'm just going to read these off and you kind of give me your thoughts.
Okay.
On them. Kansas City Chiefs made Romeo Crennel permanent head coach today after he led the team to a couple of wins late in the year.
You know, interrupt you real quick. Their ex-head coach, Haley,
mm-hmm.
I would not mind seeing him on the Georgia Dome sidelines either as offensive coordinator.
Right.
Very good play caller.
He comes from the Belichick tree. So Crennel was the interim, and a lot of the players called for him to be the head coach, and mm-hmm. obviously the ownership and management listened.
I wish my name was Romeo.
Romeo.
Where art thou, Romeo?
Yeah, and your mother would be proud that you know that.
She would.
She would be very proud that you know that.
Call in, Mama. Tell me you're proud of me.
And she's got a special night tonight, right?
She is. She is being sworn in as city commissioner for the 4 years.
Her and Mr. Stylist Gary Martin.
Mr. Gary Martin.
How about this one? Denver Broncos' victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday turned into a nice payoff for Tim Tebow. Tebow has an escalation. I don't know. Somebody said escalator. What kind of word is that? Tebow gets $250,000 bonus in his contract for every playoff victory.
Nice.
How about that one?
Nice.
So he just got $250,000 for beating Pittsburgh yesterday. Talk mm-hmm. about a nice payday. But one of the parts of that was he had to play in at least 70% of the regular season games